Unit 1, page 13. Reading, exercise 5. Jackie.
Sophia Marconi, my friend Bia's mum, is probably the most amazing person I know. She's also extremely brave. She's a wildlife photographer and she travels to some of the most dangerous places on Earth to take photos of the world's most endangered animals. She's just come back from Papua New Guinea. I haven't seen her photos yet, but I bet they're amazing. She's quite famous and she's already been on TV. Although she spends quite a bit of time away from home, she's also a really cool mum. She's really charming and all of Bia's friends think she's fab. Bia's really lucky to have such a great mum.
Jacob.
One of my heroes is Mr. Donaldson, our music teacher. First of all, he's a brilliant teacher. He's really laid back, but we all respect him and no one ever messes about in his class. He's so creative and finds different ways to get us interested in his lessons. He's also a really amazing guitar player. I mean, he is seriously talented. He's in a band. They haven't made any recordings yet, but they've already attracted lots of interest and I'm sure they're going to be famous one day. I'll be really happy for him, but I hope it doesn't happen too soon. I don't want to lose my teacher.
Alex.
The person I admire more than anyone is my grandmother, Gwen. She's 78 and looks just amazing. Many people think she's my mother when they see us together. But she doesn't just look young, she is young. She's one of the most active people I know. She spends a lot of her time doing things for charity. For example, she's just done a parachute jump to raise money for a children's charity in India. A parachute jump? At her age? She's such a positive person, always seeing the good in other people. Life is for living, she tells me. I hope I have that much life in me when I'm her age.
Oliver.
The greatest person I know is my Uncle Jack. He and my Aunt Alice had the perfect life. Good jobs, a lovely house and 3 young children. Then one day their life changed forever. My aunt had a terrible car accident. It left her in a wheelchair. From that day on, my uncle has devoted his time to looking after her and the family. But I have never heard him complain. He's still the same lovely person he always was. I know life is hard for him, but he's always so cheerful, with a huge smile on his face. He's such a warm person, someone you want to spend time with.